find them out whose names are written here. It is written that the shoemaker should meddle with his yard, and the tailor with his last, the fisher with his pencil, and the painter with his nets. But I am sent to find those persons whose names are here writ, and can never find what names the writing person hath here writ. I must to the learned in good time.
Enter Benvolio and Romeo.
Tut, man, one fire burns out another's burning, one pain is lessened by another's anguish. Turn giddy and be hopped backward by turning. One desperate grief cures with another's languish. Take thou some new infection to thy eye, and the rank poison of the old will die.
Your plantain leaf is excellent for that.
For what, I pray thee?
For your broken shin.
Why, Romeo, art thou mad?
Not mad, but bound more than a madman is. Shut up in prison, kept without my food, whipped and tormented, and... Godden, good fellow.
Godden, I pray, sir, can you read?
Aye, mine own fortune and my misery.
Perhaps you have learned it without book. But I pray, can you read anything you see?
Aye, if I know the letters and the language.
Ye say honestly. Rest you merry.
Stay, fellow, I can read.
He reads the letter.
Signor Martino and his wife and daughters, County Anselm, and his beauteous sisters, the lady widow of Vitruvio, Signor Placentio and his lovely nieces, Mercutio and his brother Valentine, mine uncle Capulet, his wife and daughters, my fair niece Rosaline, Livia, Signor Valencio and his cousin Tybalt, Lucio and the lively Helena. A fair assembly. Whither should they come?
Up.
Whither? To supper?
To our house.
Whose house?
My master's.
Indeed, I should have asked you that before.
Now I'll tell you without asking. My master is the great rich Capulet. And if you be not of the house of Montagues, I pray come and crush a cup of wine. Rest you merry.
Exit.
At this same ancient feast of Capulet sups the fair Rosaline, whom thou so loves, with all the admired beauties of Verona. Go thither, and with unattained eye compare her face with some that I shall show, and I will make thee think thy swan a crow.
When the devout religion of mine eye maintains such falsehood, then turn tears to fires, and these who often drowned could never die. Transparent heretics be burnt for liars. One fairer than my love? The all-seeing sun ne'er saw her match since first the world begun.
Tut, you saw her fair, none being else by, herself poised with herself in either eye. But in that crystal scales let there be weighed your lady's love against some other maid, that I will show you shining at this feast, and she shall scant show well that now seems best.
I'll go along, no such sight to be shown, but to rejoice in splendor of mine own.
Exit. Scene 3. A room in Capulet's house. Enter Capulet's wife and nurse.
Nurse, where's my daughter? Call her forth to me.
Now, by my maidenhead at 12-year-old, I bade her come. What lamb, what ladybird? God forbid, where's this girl? What Juliet?
Enter Juliet.
How now? Who calls?
Your mother.
Madam, I am here. What is your will?
This is the matter. Nurse, give leave a while. We must talk in secret. Nurse, come back again. I have remembered me. Thou's hear our counsel. Thou knowest my daughter's of a pretty age.
Faith, I can tell her age unto an hour.
She's not 14.
I'll lay 14 of my teeth. And yet, to my teen be it spoken, I have but 4. She's not 14. How long is it now to Lammastide?
A fortnight and odd days.
Even or odd, of all days in the year, come Lammas Eve at night, shall she be 14. Susan and she, God rest all Christian souls, were of an age. Well, Susan is with God. She was too good for me. But as I said, on Lammas Eve at night shall she be 14. That shall she marry. I remember it well. 'Tis since the earthquake, now 11 years, and she was weaned, I never shall forget it, of all the days of the year, upon that day, for I had then laid wormwood to my dug, sitting in the sun under the dove house wall. My lord and you were then at Mantua. Nay, I do bear a brain. But, as I said, when it did taste the wormwood on the nipple of my dug, and felt it bitter, pretty fool, to see it tetchy and fall out with the dug. Shake, quoth the dove house, 'twas no need, I trow, to bid me trudge, and since that time it is 11 years. For then she could stand high lone, nay, by the rood. She could have run and waddled all about, for even the day before she broke her brow. And then my husband, God be with his soul, I was a merry man, took up the child. Yea, quoth he, dost thou fall upon thy face? Thou wilt fall backward when thou hast more wit. Will thou not, Jewel? And by my holidam, the pretty wretch left crying and said, aye, to see now how a jest shall come about. I warrant, and I should live 1,000 years. I never should forget it. Wilt thou not, Jewel? Quoth he. And pretty fool, it stinted and said, aye.